Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to the Living in Bosnia and Herzegovina podcast.
It's been a long time since we've done one of these podcasty things. So today it is the 5th of October, 2021. It's supposed to be chilly, but outside it's going to be, we've still got a few more hours left of sunshine, but it's going to go to about 27 or 28. So the door is open. The dogs are running around.
I'm here too.
Yeah, you are as well. And Tamara. Is that what your name is?
Yes.
Okay, and Tam and I are just going to give you a little bit of an update of what's been happening, because some people said you don't do podcasts anymore. And there are some coming. I'm going to be talking to Martin Gannon, who's actually a supporter of our newsletter. And wherever you hear this, if you aren't part of the newsletter team, you'll see how to do it in the description, or what do they call it, the show notes.
The show notes on YouTube videos or on Instagram
And Spotify and wherever else that you get this. So we will be doing more of those. It just depends on how we get out and about. And of course, with COVID, one minute you can travel, the next minute you can't. And then we've had, you know, weather up and down. So it's a case of let's see how it goes. So what's been happening recently? Well,
the highlight of the recent time is our trip to Neom, isn't it?
Yeah, we went to Neom, which is
my first time ever
on the Bosnian seacoast.
Yes, the second shortest seacoast
in the world.
In the world. Did you know that?
I didn't before we did the research for it, but I was quite surprised when you said in the past when Neom came up that there was this place on the coast. You were always pretty, what do you want to go there for? It's going to be awful.
But was I ever wrong? And Neom is so beautiful, and I will definitely go back there again. it's lovely. It's just, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
I just thought I was in Croatia, actually, on the coast.
Yeah, it looks similar as Croatia.
But it's not as expensive.
You have the long, like a coastline, like the whole beach. You can walk. There's no cars there. Only on the small spots, delivery cars, and maybe the cars of the owners of the bars. But you can walk so much. So it's perfect for people who like walking a lot. And then it's perfect for young people. Neum is perfect for young people who
we're
like
not young.
To party.
We're not young, though, are we?
I know, but we can still enjoy, you know, the things that we do at the seacoast anyways. But if you are a young person and if you're living in Bosnia, I'm telling you, you should go to Neum because they have coffee bars with great music. Like they have pubs, bars, lots of young people. It's wonderful. I think if you want to swim, rest and have a crazy party night, go to Neum. That's my opinion, personal.
Yeah, but you also said, David, it's like COVID central here. I mean, it was absolutely packed and there weren't many people wearing masks. Let's be honest.
Yes, it was absolutely packed. And at the beach, you know, when you go to swim, you have to pass all these people. David doesn't swim, but I do. So I went and I passed all these people. So when we came back, I got this cold and I was sure that I got COVID. So we went and had a test and it was not COVID. It was just like a head cold, which was very good. We needed to know if I got COVID, and I am vaccinated. In that time, I only got one dose of Pfizer vaccine. So yeah, that was a kind of COVID-centric place.
We'll do this the wrong way around. One negative thing for you about being on the second shortest coastline in the world.
It was a bit windy for my taste because I hate wind. It was a bit windy, but everything else was perfect.
And the highlight?
The highlight are the stairs. What else? What do you think?
Oh, no, come on. The positive
you have thing. To climb 250 stairs to get to our hotel. So that was a highlight.
Yeah, it's the first time we've actually done a hotel.
Yeah, first time we've done it. We went to Agencija Vuković from Kozarska Dubica. This is not, by the way, a sponsored podcast by them, but they're just brilliant. I really enjoyed myself, enjoyed my time. And yeah, it was the whole package with the hotel stay, half a pension, and the bus ticket. How do you say? The traveling.
The traveling, yeah.
Traveling and accommodation. Because otherwise, if you go there, you know, it's very expensive to find accommodation. If you check on booking, some of the places are like hugely expensive. But this was a quite good price for us.
I enjoyed. My highlight was we took a boat trip out into the... it's like a bay, really, but it is the Adriatic Sea. And it was only going to be for an hour. You know, you go and look around. It goes up and down the coast and you get to see things like that. But they stopped and the people, I think it's called Brod Ivana, I think.
Yes, yeah. They are.
The ship named Ivana. And they have a floating platform right on the other side of the water opposite Neum. And you can stop there, you know, make yourself comfy maybe, have a coffee or whatever, and then they leave. But we could stay, and yeah, we stayed, goodness me, I don't know how many hours. It was just pure bliss. It was very private, it was very quiet. The music they were playing on there was pretty nice as well, and the food was good as well. We said if we go back, we'll go back to that platform.
Definitely. Yeah. And you cannot miss it. There's only one boat, Ivana, and it's pretty easy to find the location where they pick up passengers.
Yeah. We were talking about COVID Central. At that time, had you had your first vaccine shot before you went to Neum? I think you did.
I did, yes. But I don't remember the exact date. But I know that we went to Neum and I was going to be late for my second dose. And they called me, so I was late. But it doesn't matter because you can get... You are not allowed to get second dose before 21 days is passed. But everything from 21 to 40 days, it's fine. So I got it within that frame. So
we've both been vaccinated.
I'm fully vaccinated.
In Bosnia-Herzegovina, I mean, it's not, let's be honest, it's not the most wealthiest country in the world. It does depend a lot on charity, whatever way you want to describe it. But looking at how other countries have been going through chaos, there has been chaos here. But I think... in the main, it's not been as bad as what we see on the media from other countries. For example, like Austria is like uber paranoid. Yes, there are people getting sick here, now, as there's another wave of another variant going through at the moment. But all in all, it's not been all that difficult for us. Mind you, we do live in the countryside, right?
We do, but we keep away from people. We try to, if we go in restaurants, we try to go outside in the summer. In the winter, we don't go out as much. And try to just keep away from people, that's it. And wear masks everywhere we go. Not outside, though, but I hate masks, but I think they help you to not to get infected. And if you are infected, it helps so you don't give it to another people. I think there is a little protection there that it helps. It helps, really. And concerning my vaccination, actually, I think it was a nightmare because first I decided to get Sputnik V or Ruska Russian vaccine. But then when I was listening to the news, European Union does not accept it. So I couldn't be able to travel anywhere as well, apart from being protected and for myself and protecting my family and everybody around me. So I wanted to be able to travel, you know, because we want to go and see David's sister. She lives in Germany. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to get Pfizer vaccine. And then they got this date. I'm following the websites where they have all the current information about COVID and the vaccines. So they had this date that they have a Pfizer without further, without previous registration. So you can get a Pfizer. So I went the first day. We waited how long?
Oof.
3 hours.
Yeah, and we never got anywhere.
We never got anywhere. Because we didn't have enough vaccines. Yeah. And then we went the second day, and then we went 2 hours or 3 hours before they started vaccination, and I got my first job there. So it was kind of crazy. And the reason why we waited for so long is that everyone wants to get Pfizer, especially young people, because of traveling, because Pfizer is accepted everywhere in the world and all these other vaccines that we have are not. And plus people here don't believe in AstraZeneca because they are so afraid of those blood clots. They don't want it. The young people, some people got it, but mostly they don't want it, even the older people.
Yeah.
And recently they thrown out, I think they have to destroy 50,000 AstraZeneca vaccines, which expired. Which is a shame, but that's the way it is.
And as we're recording this, Bosnia is back on the red list as far as the EU is concerned. So, I don't know. We'll have to look at the details.
So, I got Pfizer. David got AstraZeneca. My dad got AstraZeneca as well. And my mother got Sinopharm.
Yeah, it's funny that. I was waiting for
your mother. So, we had a multi-culti vaccine family.
Yeah, we've done all right. So, we're vaccinated now. And, we're going to try and travel if we can. Now, if you follow us, you know that we do the occasional video. We haven't been doing as many as we used to do years ago, I think, basically because, you know, it takes a lot of effort, and with COVID and everything, things have changed a bit. But we put up a video recently about cooking meat in a jar, and it's a completely new format for us. It's not original to us, though, is it, really?
No. No, it's not, but it's we got inspired by this channel on YouTube.
In fact, three channels.
More than, yes. And we really love the style. And the thing is that we live in a similar sort of place like they are. Maybe not as much isolated as they are, but, you know, we live in a village. They live in a village. So we thought, why don't we show through the lens like little bits and pieces, like little details, because it's really relaxing. I just love watching their videos. It's so relaxing, and they just, they don't have any music. They just have like a natural sounds, and they film their pets. They film, I don't know, they film their live, how they cook, what they do, and things like that. It's really, really interesting.
I find it interesting as well. We did the first one, but we got one comment which said, can you describe something a little bit about what's going on? And so the only change that we're going to make is to put some, not subtitles, but just like the title. So if there's a cooking video and they're using like some sort of peppercorns or something, we'll just put peppercorns.
Yeah, we'll just put the titles, yeah.
Yeah, actually, we of all the unlikely countries in the world to get inspired from, and I don't mean this in a negative way in any way at all, we were very surprised to see Azerbaijan.
Yes, and I love it. I love it. It's brilliant.
In actual fact, we've watched so many of them now, we actually...
Yes, but my favorite is the first one that we watched.
the one, what's it called? The Country Life Vlog.
Country Life Vlog, and I'm also in love with Wilderness Cooking.
Yeah.
That is a brilliant channel.
And the more we've researched, they're everywhere now. Apparently, one of these sort of like roaring as it is cooking video channels are from... It's from Serbia. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then you can learn so much about them and you can see so many things. And I think these videos that show how people live in isolated areas and villages in different parts of the world actually puts the National Geographic out of business.
Yeah, you said that. You said that last night, didn't you?
Yeah, I said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like National Geographic is nothing like this. It's like, this is like,
yeah, I mean, it's
unique. This is like, you know, it's really good.
Yeah, there's no music, there's no...
Nothing fancy.
No, nothing.
Good shots though, like a good quality video, that's about it. But nothing fancy, no fancy transitions or anything like that. Just a simple video of them doing the cooking or, I don't know, doing something in the garden or...
Visiting the shepherd up the hill.
Yeah, so.
So, talking about cooking and recipes... on your Instagram channel or account, you've been publishing more and more recipes. We've put them on the blog now. And on the newsletter, there's a new part. It's called Tamara's Tasty Treats. And the last one that went up today was something to do with oat milk. Now, for somebody that used to say, I will never be a vegan.
No, I'm not.
Or anything like
I'm
that.
I'm not.
Well...
I love my animal protein.
I know, but you're not lactose intolerant either.
No.
So what's the history? What's the story? What's the background to your, because I love this, by the way, your non-slimy, tasty oat milk.
Yeah, the background is that I went to see the doctor and I have a triglyceride slightly up than I should have. And I have a little bit of plaque on one of my arteries, like 25%, and I cannot eat any dairy products apart from free fat or very low fat. So I decided to replace the milk, you know, with the normal natural fat, not the fat from the dairy products, because I can't have them for now. And then that's why I decided to use more of plant milks for my smoothies in the morning. I do still like my normal milk in a coffee. I don't know why, it just tastes so much better. But yeah, that was the reason. And I also, you know, the list of the food that I got that I can eat and can't eat, it's just like mainly vegetables that I'm allowed to eat. So I'm in a search for vegan recipes for dinners and lunches and like that. So, but without too much fat, you know, even the healthy fats, I can't have too much. Like a teaspoon per meal, or you know, like.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a digestive issue, medical digestive issue now, as well. But the thing is, you know, when you go out in this country and you open the menu, I mean, it's just meat, whichever way you look at it.
There's nothing bad about eating the meat, but it's just I can't have as much as I used to have, and I think the. You know, this triglyceride and everything is just like, since David broke his leg, I just gave up on healthy eating. I was just so tired running to the doctors and everything what was happening.
Yeah, and looking then after me. You did a good job, by the way.
Looking after David, but
Sister
it was
Tamara.
So hard. Not hard to look. I want to look after him, but so hard with COVID. And then you have to wait in line. You have to do this. You have to go through triage, which is like they have to check your temperature. And like sometimes we do it even 5 times a week, you know, and then you have to search for doctors and they're always on call for COVID. So, and then I just gave up on cooking and everything, and we mainly ate bad food, fatty food.
Yeah.
Restaurants, finished food, it's like awful. And that's what it happens. But now I'm changing completely my diet. I'm going back to my healthy eating.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. I'm sure that we'll have the occasional meal out, though, now and again.
Yes, yeah. Why not? We should.
Talking about going out, we went out to Kradiska yesterday. Went to a, this is not sponsored either, went to a super restaurant, it's called Carpe Diem, right on the banks of the River Sava, which is the river that forms the natural border between Croatia and Bosnia-Herzegovina. And it was quite I mean, it's this single track bridge at the moment. Well, it has been there for the last 30, 40, 50 years. So when there's a huge amount of traffic, the cars just do not, and trucks do not go anywhere. But hopefully, in the next year, we'll have this big motorway crossing point opened. But what I wanted to say was, I love lamb, and that lamb that I had yesterday was great, but I paid for it in discomfort when I got back. And you had chicken, didn't you?
I had chicken,
did
yeah.
Did you have any problems with eating?
No, but I think the sauce was a little bit not agreeing with my stomach things. But it was very good, very tasty, great. I really liked it, and I like that place. We'll definitely go back there again.
Well, we're trying to get out and about. Yesterday we had a bit of a failure, to be honest with you. We want to, and we will be, introducing you through the blog, the newsletter, and our video channels, a place which makes Trappisti cheese and also brews Trappisti beer. Now, there's always been a Trappist monastery in Banja Luka, and when I got here, and everybody was telling me that they make cheese in the monastery, and you could never get to see it being made or anything like that. There was always an excuse. But apparently, the reality behind it all was it was never made there in modern times. It's been made... It's on our doorstep, actually.
It's in the village near us.
Yeah, Alexandrovac.
Alexandrovac,
which used to be called Rudolstal.
Yes, it used to be owned by Germans.
Yeah, there were lots of German villages where, around where we live. There's an Italian village, isn't there, just north of... Just, sorry, the other side of Laktasha. We wanted to go there yesterday to do some filming and to find out more, but sadly there'd been there was a funeral.
Funeral, yeah.
Yeah, and so we couldn't get there, but we will be going back there. But we went to Gradiška, which was good. You'll also see that we went to a small border town called Kozarska Dubica, and we had fun walking up and down the old... Yeah, you can say it's still the Austro-Hungarian main street of the town.
Yeah, yeah. There's some preserved buildings as well.
Yeah. And you used to go there when you were working?
Yes, I used to go there all the time. Twice or three times a week.
Do you know how... That was over 20 years ago. Do you remember?
No, it was not. It was in 2005.
All
Jesus.
Right. That's 16. That's 16 years. Okay. 16 years. Had it changed a lot? Because you said, well, I'll know it. And when we got there, at some points you said...
The only thing I noticed that all the shops closed. Most of the shops closed, not all of the shops. Most of the shops that used to be open there are closed now. There's some new coffee bars, definitely. But the streets did not change much, you know. That street, the nice old-style Austro-Hungarian street.
We have the door open here, so you might hear the dogs coming in and out, and flies and tractors because they're doing harvesting. And also, there might be the sound of a big airliner coming in. Now, when we came here together all those years ago, we never, ever heard airliners at all. Banja Luka does have its own airport. But now we're getting low-cost carriers arriving. And I think it's done a lot for the area, hasn't it? You can get here from most places in Europe now.
Yes, this year, you know, like 2 years before, when the COVID started, nothing happened. But now, this year... we got so many people. They say that through Banja Luka, only in 1 month, there was a 70,000 passengers passed through Banja Luka. 70,000.
That's a lot. It's a small airport.
I mean, for the small airport and for a small city like Banja Luka, that's a lot.
Well, it's a tiny airport, really.
That's
isn't
a lot
it?
Of tourists, yeah.
But, I mean, the flights come in now. We're hoping that they'll start to Berlin in November, which isn't too far away. At the moment, though, lots of destinations in Scandinavia... in Austria, in France, in Switzerland, there is still...
You also need to understand that in the recent history, lots of people fled from here during to the war. Lots of people fled and they now live in Scandinavia. So we have a huge diaspora of people who are coming back here every year. You know, they come for the summer vacation. And that stopped because of the COVID, but now they're coming back as well. So most of these people are also... people who are originally from here, but they left because of the war and they live now in Scandinavian countries.
But the tourism is also coming up. We've met some people.
Yeah, tourism is coming up as well.
And it's nice because everybody, that's wrong. Most people end up in Sarajevo or Mostar. So yes. If you were to go to the internet now to find holiday destinations, it'll be Sarajevo or Mostar.
Which is a shame.
Which is.
Because I think this area has lots to offer and you can see lots of things in here. But I don't know why people don't come here. Like, there's so much to see and so many things to do, and it's a beautiful area here.
So if you follow us, we'll try and tell you. Phoebe's run out the door.
And also on my Instagram, I try to promote this area, like Krajina and the northern Bosnia, you know, for the tourists to come and see, you know, to experience this area, because it's so beautiful and people are very nice here, very hospitable.
They are. But we're going to be showing you more about that. You're talking
and
about...
And then if you come here, we will also take you to Banja Luka gondola.
Yes.
Did you know that we have that?
We have a punt. And
that's very, very unique.
It's a unique punt that goes on, because it's when the river flows through Banja Luka, it has a very, very low draft, which means it's not all that deep at places. And it used to be for carrying merchandise up and down the river in the times of the Ottomans, who were here for many, many hundreds of years.
And the boats that they are using are called dayaks.
Dayaks. In fact, no, the boat isn't called a dayak. It's the big pole that's
called
a
dayak. Yeah, but the whole thing is
called
a dayak.
Yeah, it's called a dayak. So, you know, we can show you all that. So if you want to come and visit, just get in touch. But to finish off today's podcast, and if you like what you're hearing, please give us a comment. Would you like us to talk about anything that particularly interests you? We'd like to know about that. Is people coming back, and they're not only the people that left during the conflict, there's more and more people that are getting in contact with us that are going to return for good. We know our friend Mickey, she's from Australia. She's got a house, about 40 minutes drive away from us?
Yeah, near Serbats, yes.
Near Serbats.
She's coming back.
We know of a couple that are coming back to the village of, Shushnari. Did I say that all right?
Shushnari,
yeah. And recently as well, a great supporter of what we do, Lana, who at the moment is in Naples in Florida. Wow, that's Naples and Florida all in one phrase.
That's got to be good place.
But she's a Banja Lučanka as well.
Yes.
And these people are coming back. Which surprised me, because obviously all is not gold and platinum in countries other than their home country. So Bosnia-Herzegovina must have something attracting them. I'm sure they're not coming back just because of family.
No, yeah. It's beautiful here, that's why.
Yeah.
Beautiful. As now, we have a little political chaos here, but
Now, you've always had political chaos here.
No, but this is the how do you say... The top, mm-hmm. the top of the cows. But it's nice to live here. I like it. I find it nice. I don't have any problems living here at all.
Well, I like living here as well.
Why? What is the main reason? Why do you like living here?
Well, I like it because of I like the food. I like the countryside.
The first reason is the food.
It is cheap. Why, did you expect me to say you?
Yeah, no, oh. Naravno, bok ti dao. Sreći i zdravlja.
I thought that was, of course, it's to do with you. Right, so that's it for this edition. We'll try and do this on a weekly basis. We'll schedule it in. We use Notion. You introduced me to this app called Notion. So
Notion is a great app.
Yeah,
if
so
you
I'm
want
trying
to organize
yourself,
but don't get too much into it, because then you're going to spend most of the time organizing your life and not actually doing anything.
Absolutely. What's the plan next for the next couple of days? We do have bad weather forecast tomorrow.
Yeah, apparently the bad forecast is from Wednesday to Wednesday. Rain, they say, but I don't know if it's going to last that long. But ništa, nema, no plan. Being lazy, I guess.
And we can do this on the newsletter. If you want to come, we have a holiday apartment. You'll find all the details in the show notes there. Right then, best get this edited and best get this published. And wherever you are, stay safe. These still are challenging times. And we'll catch you wherever you are on the podcast platform or podcatcher of your choice in the near future.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.
And that's a wrap for this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about both Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. If you've enjoyed this journey as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please take a moment to leave us a review and subscribe to our podcast. Your feedback helps us tremendously and makes a huge difference. Thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.